know, I can't explain to you really how he does it. But he proved himself to me in such a holy way, such a complete way, that I die for that faith and I die for that belief, because it's more than a belief. He lives in my heart. And that's the only proof. It's the only proof that I can give you, because he lives in my heart. Those people that knew me before didn't know that I could believe something so strong. The gospel is simply this: Jesus will forgive all your sins if you'll come to him humbly, lay down at his feet and say, "You're the Lord, and I'll follow you the rest of my life on earth so that I can have the rest of eternity with you and the glory of your Father."
Wherever you're at tonight, friend, no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, I want you to fasten your eyes on Jesus. Doctor, take your eyes off the X-ray negative and look at the one who sees you through and through. Teacher, put up the biology book for a moment and focus on the one who put the whole world together. Professor, put up your chalk, turn off the overhead, and look to the one who is overhead. Policeman, flip off your siren, put up your ticket book, and focus for a few minutes on the one who has everyone's unseen violations written down. Judge, lay down your gavel, slip off your robe, and humble yourself before the one who stands high above the United States Supreme Court. Recognize the one that when he enters the room, all hell rises to its feet. Jesus, Joshua said, "You're the captain of the host of the Lord." The psalmist said, "You're the lifter of my head." He also said, "You're my strong rock." He said, "You're the chiefest among 10,000, the Song of Solomon. The Bible says in Isaiah, he's a nail fastened in a sure place. Isaiah said, he's a shadow from the heat. He's the God of the whole earth. He's the king over the earth. He is a friend of sinners, Matthew said. He's the bridegroom. He's the door of the sheep, John said. He's the judge of the living and the dead. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the head of the body. The author of eternal salvation. He's our intercessor. He's the one that shall come, the Bible says in Hebrews. He's my helper. He's the advocate. He's the lamb in the midst of the throne, Revelation 7. He's the great physician. He's the comforter. He's the light. He's the teacher. To the architect, he's the chief cornerstone. To the banker, he's the hidden treasure. Well, just like that. Now. Yes! He is. To the banker. To the banker, he's the hidden treasure. To the banker, he's the living bread. To the builder, he's a sure foundation. To the carpenter, he's the door. To the thirsty man, he's a fountain that never runs dry. To the geologist, he's the rock of ages. To the astronomer, he's the bright and morning star. To the doctor, he's the great physician. To the educator, he's the great teacher. Listen. To the florist, he's the lily of the valley. To the jeweler, he's the pearl of great price. To the sinner, he's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He's Jesus. He's Jesus. And he said, if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So friend, let me tell you, that's what we're about. That's what we'll always be about. He's the one that can save your soul. He's the one that can forgive you. He's the one that can wash you. See, I want to tell you what the devil hates. The devil hates that name. He hates him with a passion. You can talk about the Brownsville Revival and the devil twiddles his thumbs. You talk about Steve Hill and John Kilpatrick, Lyndall Cooley, John Davis, any of us up here, the devil go to sleep. Oh, he knows who we are, but he knows also that we're nothing without Jesus. When you start talking about Jesus, it stirs hell. That's why I can stand up and talk about Harley Davidson's. I can talk about basketball and football. Devil could care less. But the power comes when I start mentioning the name Jesus. That's when he recognizes me. He sees the authority. Because I'm living holy, now I'm using his name. And the devil's never been able to handle that. If you're in this place, there in a few minutes I'm going to bind the devil. That's what I was getting to. I'm going to bind him. I'm going to bind him. I'm going to shackle him. But he's got a lot of you shackled here. So I'm going to bind him and the shackle's going to come loose. And you're going to come down to this altar. But you're going to have a split second, just a few seconds to come down here and get right with God. Because this is spiritual warfare. And the devil knows whether or not you're responding. He knows what's going on. If you're in this place and you're doing things that Jesus would never do, or at home, you're listening by radio, you're doing things that Jesus would never do, look this way, folks, don't be distracted. You can sit in front of a TV set and watch trash. You need to hit these altars in a minute. I'm shooting straight with you, friend. Are you telling me, Steve, that you don't watch trash? Yeah. We live holy lives. Did you know that you can do that? You can live a holy life. Don't you go to the beach? Oh, we'll go to the beach, but we don't go to the beach where anybody else is at. We go to private areas. And sometimes you have to drive to find a place nobody wants. That's where I take my family. Why? I don't want my family hanging around flesh. I don't want things dancing in front of me. I want my eyes pure. I want to be able to look out at God's creation without some abstractions in front of it. So yeah, you can keep yourself holy. You can keep yourself holy. You really, really can. But there's a lot of people within the sound of my voice, you're not. Maybe at one time you knew the Lord, but now you've backslidden. Maybe at one time you lifted up Jesus. He was really something in your life. Maybe you got proud and haughty. I've seen this with pastors and evangelists. They become hot shots. Big wheelers. You know, they're starting to be used of God. Suddenly their name is everywhere. You know, they love to be called by name. You know, and then you hear less about Jesus in their life and more about them. Next news you know, they're cold, they're dry. Oh, they still got their routine, but they've lost out with God. The problem is a lot of churches still have the evangelists in because they've lost out with God too. They can't tell the difference. You've allowed sin to creep into your life. You've lost the touch of God. You're just doing the same old, same old. You're going to repent tonight, get right with God, get back to your first love, who is Jesus. He's everything. He's the one that's coming back. He's the only one that you're going to have to stand before. You're not going to have to stand before the Assemblies of God. You're not going to have to stand before the Southern Baptist Convention. You're going to stand before Jesus. But you're not going to have to stand before the Southern Baptist. You're going to stand before God. Because he's the one you're going to give an account to, not man. There's some people here, you have fallen. You're going to get right with God in just a minute. You backslid, you slid away from God. Others in this room, you've never known the Lord. You've never known him. Maybe you're the one in the pit of despair. And my illustration tonight made sense to you. I was in the pit of despair and drug addiction, alcoholism. All I needed was Jesus. I need Jesus to lift me out. Nobody else. And that Lutheran vicar knew that. The Lutheran vicar didn't say, Steve, if you'll come to church this Sunday and listen to me preach, maybe God will do something. I'd have never showed up at his church.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
I was in the pit. That's where I lived, in that pit. And he was right there by me. That man came to my house and he held Jesus right over the top of the pit. And I'm doing that for you tonight. If you've never known the Lord, he'll bring you out. The saddest day is going to be the day of the rapture. If it happens on a Sunday morning, could you imagine the chaos when people turn to one another and they see this one man disappear, a lady over here disappear, an associate pastor disappear. The pastor stays. Very well could happen. A few choir members disappear and people start turning to one another and they go, you? I thought you knew him. And they go, I thought you knew him. I start looking around, going, my God, what is this? It's called religion. It's called religion. And I preached a message one night entitled The Shock of Our Lives. It's going to be on that day when people think, and they're going to say, Lord, Lord, I worked wonders in your name. I prophesied, I healed the sick. The Bible didn't say that they tried to. The Bible said they did. And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. You were never intimate with me. I was never Lord over you. You were a maverick. You did everything on your own. Depart from me. Friend, I'm warning you tonight. If you're religious, it'll damn you. Religion's hanging around the cross. Christianity's getting on the cross. I'm warning you. You can go to hell with baptismal waters dripping off your face. You can go to hell with a communion cup in your hand and a wafer stuck to your tongue. You can go to hell, friend, with a certificate of ordination hanging behind your desk. No, we're not going to close our eyes. No, we're not going to lift our hands. I want to tell you why. Calvary was not like that. Jesus was not crucified in a cave somewhere in the dark. He was crucified on top of Mount Calvary for everyone to gawk at. And this business of secretly coming to Jesus in some back room somewhere, not telling anybody about it, that's pride. If you think you're going to go back to some hotel room and talk to Jesus because you're convicted tonight, friend, that's pride. Pride will damn you. Pride is what casts Lucifer out of heaven. Tonight, we've lifted Jesus high. Tonight, get the pride out of your life. Remember, he went all the way to Calvary for you. If you're sinning your life, the least you can do is come all the way to the altar for him. I'm going to bind the devil. And if there's sin in your life, if you need forgiveness tonight, you're going to come quickly. Do not hesitate. I'm going to bind the devil. And when I do, the shackle is going to come off your leg. If you know you're supposed to be down here, that shackle is going to come off. That hesitation, should I come? Shake it off. And you come down quickly. If you don't, and you know there's sin there, if you don't, you might as well stop, pray to the devil, and say, devil, I don't want Jesus. I want you. You might as well, because that's what you're doing. It's as crystal clear, friend. It's spiritual warfare. It's not flesh and blood. It's a spirit warfare. And the devil sees and the Lord sees. So make the right decision in the balcony, at home, in this main floor. Satan, hear me and hear me good. Tonight, I have lifted up that five-letter name that causes you and your demons to tremble. I have lifted up Jesus. And in the authority that's invested in that name, I bind you. I bind you. I bind you from every man, woman, and child in this room. Now, Satan, loose her. Loose him and let him go. Now, come, friend. If you're coming, come right now. Hurry, 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 hurry.
Send your glory, Lord. Power, Lord.
Lord, we have
let revival fall on this earth, Lord. Oh, our only hope is revival, Jesus. Oh, our only hope is you, Lord. Have mercy, Lord.
Every nation that's represented here tonight, right now, we lift it up to you. Send your power, Lord. Send your power, Lord. Let revival fall on every nation represented in this building tonight. Send revival to every church whose pastor is standing in this place tonight. Give them their city, Lord. Give them their city, Lord. Give us the nations, Lord. Give us the nations, Lord.
Praise.
Boy, just like that, it's going to be over. There's going to be more screams on the face of this globe. I believe in every city in the United States of America, around the world, you're going to hear pandemonium screaming when the rapture takes place. Everyone at the altar, talk to God, talk to God, talk to God, talk to God. People are still coming. People are still coming. Talk to God, talk to God. Jesus, wash me. Some of you have spent years and years in sin and you want to come down here and get washed in 2 seconds? Spend some time with Jesus right now. Ask him to wash you. Talk to him. Develop a relationship with him right now. Wash me, Lamb of God. Everyone at the altar, I want you to pray this prayer. Everyone at the altar at the Family Life Center, pray this prayer right now. Pray it out loud with me. Dear Jesus, tonight I do not want to be almost saved. I don't want to almost get the sin out. I don't want to almost live for you. I'm coming all the way in. I'm getting all the sin out. I want to be totally, without a shadow of a doubt, saved tonight. Forgive me. I have sinned. Wash me. Cleanse me. I repent. I ask you tonight to be my Savior. Be my Lord. Be my very best friend. From this moment on, I am yours and you are mine. Jesus, come live your life through me. I give myself, not almost, but totally to you. In your precious name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory.